On that note, how excited, I guess, just kind of take us through getting the call and the opportunity to come up for the first time.
Yeah, it's an extremely exciting time for myself. I was on my way home last night, and I got the call from Craig Heisinger and said, you got your first recall, so it was definitely, like I said, an exciting time.
Who was the next call?
Mom and Dad. Yeah, it was a quick call to Mom and Dad and let them know the news.
What was their reaction like?
They were really excited. My mom, she was jokingly laughing that she said she might come down for practice today and watch. So I said, no, stay home. But
Are they driving or flying?
No, I mean, it's just kind of a day-to-day thing from here. So just enjoying this opportunity.
How do you assess your year so far?
I think things have been going quite well. It's been learning lots and having lots of fun down there with the Moose, with the great coaching staff. It's been a good learning curve for myself, and they've helped my game come a long, long ways here over the first part of my AHL career.
Parts of your game have improved, and kind of on that note, what would you need to do to have success here if you get an opportunity sooner than later?
I think it's just a matter of making sure I keep my game simple. It's sticking to the details and just staying strong in the defensive zone and moving the puck quick.
It was a big jump, but what's it been like to tackle that jump as a professional?
Sorry, can you ask that again?
Just with the, you knew it would be a big jump in levels, but what's it been like to kind of tackle that head on as a rookie pro?
It's definitely the speed of the game. It's a lot faster than it is in junior. I mean, you're playing with men now, not just boys. So it's just a matter of adjusting your speed to that and making sure you can keep up with the pace and the size of everyone.
The nerves like today in that first practice and having, after that, like, what did some of the guys say to you to kind of calm you down?
I mean, they were hooting and hollering when I made a good play out there. You know, just a simple thing is even a good pass. You know, they give you a tap on the shin pads and just try and get you to stay comfortable while you're out there.
Chance to play in the Memorial Cup last year, did that help you prepare for the pro game too?
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, that's the big stage for Major Junior. I mean, you get the winning teams out of each league come and play for that trophy. So it's, I mean, you got a lot of talent there, and it definitely prepares you the right way when it comes to making the next step.
I've seen a lot of your teammates kind of get called up here this year. Has it enhanced your role the last while with the Moose, too? You've been playing more?
I try not to look at it that way. I mean, it's a pretty level playing field down there, and you get treated all pretty equal, which is nice to see. I mean, you may log a few more minutes when you got guys like Brian Strait and Julian Melchiori up here. But, I mean, the vibe around the room doesn't change.
Are you nervous? Or are you excited to find out if you'll be in the lineup here tomorrow? How do you handle the next 24 hours?
I'm just, you know what, just breaking it down to as simple as hour by hour at this point. I'm just enjoying every chance I get to be down here in this room with these guys and just going from there.
What do you see as the biggest strengths of your game at this stage?
I think definitely my skating has definitely helped me go a long, long ways. I mean, my defensive zone play has always been my go-to strength, kind of shutdown role. Shutting down the other team's top players, that kind of thing. But, it's a simple game that I play.
That has to be, I guess, you have to keep that paramount in mind if you're stepping into an NHL debut tomorrow night.
Yeah, you definitely want to stick to your strengths and just work from there.